La música y el mundo que la vio nacer, los artistas y sus ideas, los hitos históricos y los sonidos que les dieron vida. Entramos a Sintonía Crónica, una mirada profunda a la música popular de las últimas décadas. Auspicio de Tax City, Duna, sonidos de tu mundo.
En el programa de hoy escucharás a Bob Dylan. Estás en Sintonía Crónica, en Duna. En 1975, Bob Dylan transformó la crisis de una deteriorada relación en uno de los discos más convincentes y desgarradores que haya conocido la historia del rock. En nuestra crónica de hoy conoceremos la historia de Blood on the Tracks, el álbum que marcó el desvanecimiento del matrimonio de Dylan y a la vez su renacimiento como artista.
Buckets of rain, buckets of tears, got all them buckets coming out of my ears, buckets of moonbeams in my hand.
Woodstock, 1970. Bob Dylan sale al jardín para jugar con sus hijos. Ya van varios meses desde que se instaló en esta casa de descanso junto a Sarah Lounge, su mujer y sus dos hijos. Los últimos años habían sido agotadores y Sarah logró convencerlo de retirarse del negocio por un tiempo y dedicarse a su familia. Dylan acaba de recibir un llamado que le preocupa. Su sello disquero, sin su permiso, editó un disco con canciones aún no terminadas y tanto la crítica como el público están indignados.
Dylan sabe que si vuelve a la carretera, su matrimonio se verá resentido, pero su vocación es más fuerte. Llama a su hijo que jugaba lejos en el jardín porque ya ha tomado la decisión. Entra a la casa y habla con Sarah. Es el germen de una ruptura anunciada.
Early one morning the sun was shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast, Lord knows I paid some dues, getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west, split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. She turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Job in the great north woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew this place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said to me, don't I know your name? I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Blue.
never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. Then she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you, Street, a basement down the stairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. To get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started, I don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view.
A comienzos de la década del 70, el príncipe del movimiento pacifista Bob Dylan dormía con dos pistolas Colt bajo la almohada. Por todos lados había hippies que lo circundaban, fans que lo seguían y que exigían respuestas. Dylan había ayudado a definir el rock and roll para después desaparecer de la vista de una generación que cayó rendida frente a sus encantos, pero los 4 años que llevaba junto a Sarah habían dejado su huella.
Fue ella quien se aseguró que él sobreviviera a ese ritmo suicida de mediados de los 60, además de su accidente en moto del 66. Hasta antes de Sarah era un asunto de tiempo antes de que Bob muriera, pero después nunca había visto a un hombre tan dedicado a su familia.
Esas eran las impresiones del asistente de Dylan, Bernard Partrell. La casi sobrenatural fuerza creativa de los 60 pasó como una fiebre por la cabeza de Dylan. De un momento a otro, parecía contento de llevar a su hija al colegio. En las tardes escribía o pintaba, visitaba a sus vecinos mientras Sarah hacía las labores de la casa.
Haber tenido hijos cambió mi vida y me segregó de todo lo que estaba pasando. Aparte de mi familia, nada tenía interés. Estaba fantaseando acerca de tener una existencia de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde, tener una casa normal con reja blanca. Eso hubiera sido bonito. Ese era mi deseo más profundo.
Palabras de Bob Dylan.
They sat together in the park as the evening sky grew dark. She looked at him and he felt a spark tingle to his bones. 'Twas then he felt alone
and wished that he'd gone straight and watched out for a simple twist of fate. They walked along by the old canal, a little confused, I remember well, and stopped into a strange hotel with a neon burning bright. He felt the heat of the night hit him like a freight train moving with a simple twist of fate. A saxophone someplace far off played as she was walking on by the arcade, as the light bust through a beat up shade where he was waking up. She dropped a coin into the cup above a blind man at the gate and forgot about a simple twist of fate. Was bare. He didn't see her anywhere. He told himself he didn't care. Pushed the window open wide. Felt that emptiness inside, to which he just could not relate. Brought on by a simple twist of fate. He hears the ticking of the clock. Walks along with a parrot that talks, hunts her down by the waterfront docks where the sailors all come in. Maybe she'll pick him out again. How long must he wait? One more time for a simple twist of fate. People tell me it's a sin to know and feel too much within. I still believe she was my twin, but I lost the ring. She was born in spring, but I was born too late. Blame it on this simple twist of fate.
Buscando esa anhelada paz, Dylan y su familia se trasladaron a Manhattan, pero en poco tiempo Dylan se dio cuenta de que el periodo de tranquilidad y ausencia de la escena más selecta del rock tenía sus costos. No podía permitir que su genialidad colapsara por el bien de su pareja y de sus hijos. Lentamente, a medida que los 70 avanzaban, la tensión entre las dos naturalezas del joven músico comenzarían a destruirlo.
De un momento a otro, la savia musical parecía haber vuelto. Dylan llamó a sus viejos colegas de The Band. Su carrera comenzaba a tomar un nuevo vuelo. Los discos, las giras, sus amantes y el vino serán su preocupación durante los primeros 4 años de los 70. Como era de esperarse, Sarah comienza a resentir la ausencia y los explícitos amoríos del rockstar. Las sospechas y los celos la atormentan.
En 1974, Bob Dylan vuelve de una gira y encuentra los papeles del divorcio sobre su escritorio. Las recriminaciones van y vienen y finalmente el acuerdo se firma. Dylan entra en una fuerte depresión y comienza a escribir un nuevo y desgarrador material.
conversation was short and sweet. It nearly swept me off of my feet, and I'm back in the rain. Oh, and you are wrong, blind man. You made it there somehow. You're a big girl now. Singing a song for me at his own expense, and I'm just like that bird, oh, singing just for you. Hope that you can hear me singing through these tears. Jet plane, it moves too fast. Oh, but what a shame that all we've shared can't last. I can change, I swear. Oh, see what you can do.
Grabé Blood on the Tracks en Nueva York, pero una vez que escuché el resultado quedé absolutamente frustrado. No lograba capturar la esencia de esas canciones que tanto dolor me habían causado. Decidí entonces contratar a unos músicos de Minnesota y estuvimos toda la Navidad de 1974 en el estudio hasta que la cosa cuajó. Creo que el disco es bueno, pero es demasiado personal. De hecho, la canción Idiot Wind casi no quedó en el disco porque era muy dolorosa, demasiado real. Finalmente la incluí, pero pagué el costo de ventilar mi alma al mundo entero.
Los críticos estaban de acuerdo con esta última aseveración de Dylan. Notaron con cruel satisfacción cómo el quiebre había hecho desaparecer sus malestares, reemplazando el esposo ideal y apagado Dylan por el verdadero Bob.
A sus 34 años, con su matrimonio por el suelo, Dylan es un hombre aislado, nuevamente es un errante solitario. En todos sus grandes discos, el dolor ha sido la otra cara de su legendaria crueldad. Bob Dylan carga con una maldición muy especial.
Palabras del semanario de Village Voice.
go by my door. It's never been this close before. Never been so easy or so slow. I've been shooting in the dark too long. When something's not right, it's wrong. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Dragon clouds so high above, I've only known careless love. It always has hit me from below. But this time round it's more correct. Right on target, so direct. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Purple clover, Queen Anne lace, crimson hair across your face. You can make me cry if you don't know. Can't remember what I was thinking of. You might be spoiling me too much, love. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Flowers on the hillside blooming crazy. Crickets talking back and forth in rhyme. Blue River running slow and lazy. I could stay with you forever and never realize the time. Situations have ended sad, relationships have all been bad. Mine have been like Verlaine's and Rambo. But there's no way I can compare all them scenes to this affair. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm doing, staying far behind without you. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm saying. You're gonna make me give myself a good talking to. I look for you in old Honolulu, San Francisco or Ashtabula. You're gonna have to leave me now, I know. But I see you in the sky above, in the tall grass and the ones I love. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go.
De enero de 1975, en las tiendas puede verse el nuevo disco de Bob Dylan, Blood on the Tracks. La crítica comienza a hablar de uno de los discos fundamentales de su tiempo, de la profunda verdad de cada uno de sus versos y de la triste intención detrás de cada una de sus melodías, algo que generaba sentimientos encontrados en Dylan.
A mucha gente le ha gustado el disco. Es difícil para mí relacionarme con gente que disfruta de este tipo de dolor.
Por los motivos que fuera, el público compró el disco como si fuera el último de la carrera de Dylan y al poco andar la placa es un éxito comercial. Para marzo de 1975 el álbum ya había vendido 1 millón de copias en Estados Unidos. De ahí en adelante, cada nuevo trabajo del músico será comparado con Blood on the Tracks como el punto más alto de su carrera.
Was in another lifetime, one of toil and blood, when blackness was a virtue, the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. And if I pass this way again, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel-eyed death and men who are fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Not a word was spoke between us, there was little risk involved. Everything up to that point had been left unresolved. Try imagining a place where it's always safe and warm. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I was
burned out from exhaustion, buried in the hail, poisoned in the bushes and blown out on the trail. Hunted like a crocodile, ravaged in the corn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Suddenly I turned around and she was standing there, with silver bracelets on her wrists and flowers in her hair. She walked up to me so gracefully and took my crown of thorns. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Now there's a wall between us, something that's been lost. I took too much for granted, I got my signals crossed. Just pretend till it all began on a non-eventful morn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Well, the deputy walks on hard nails and the preacher rides a mount, but nothing really matters much, it's doom alone that counts. And the one-eyed undertaker, he blows a feudal horn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I've heard newborn babies wailing like a moaning dove, and old men with broken teeth stranded without love. Do I understand your question, man? Is it hopeless and forlorn? Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. In a little hilltop village, they gambled for my clothes. I bargained for salvation and she gave me a lethal dose. I offered up my innocence, I got repaid with scorn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I'm living in a foreign country, but I'm bound to cross the line. Beauty walks a razor's edge, someday I'll make it mine. If I could only turn back the clock to when God and her were born. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm.
Claves de Blood on the Tracks, una obra maestra de Bob Dylan, esa ha sido nuestra crónica de hoy. Antes de despedirnos, te recomendamos algunos discos de nuestro invitado.
Blood on the Tracks, Desire y Time Out of Mind. Además, para conocer más de este álbum, te recomendamos el libro A Simple Twist of Fate, Bob Dylan and the Making of Blood on the Tracks.
Mañana en nuestro próximo programa, las canciones favoritas de hard rock de Ozzy Osbourne. Sintonía Crónica, no te lo pierdas.
Es mejor tener un control completo de los viajes, las rutas y los gastos de los presupuestos en movilización de tu empresa. Descubre Taxity, el servicio de taxis que te entrega un completo informe de cada uso y petición de transporte efectuado por tu empresa. Ingresa a taxity.cl y pide una presentación en tu propia oficina. Ya comenzó a circular revista Paula junto a La Tercera. Encuéntrala cada domingo junto al diario La Tercera. No se la pierdan.